I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Nigerian authorities in northwest Jigawa State say they are investigating the cause of a fuel tanker crash and explosion that killed over 140 people and injured dozens more early Wednesday. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
The police said the fuel tanker driver lost control of his vehicle and crashed after he veered off the road to avoid colliding with a moving truck. Officials say the accident caused fuel to spill out of the tanker. Within minutes, the gasoline ignited, causing an explosion. Fuel tanker accidents are common in Nigeria, where most of the 50 million liters of gasoline consumed daily gets to the gas stations and end users via poorly maintained roads. Last month, 48 people were killed in Nigeria's Niger State when another tanker overturned and exploded. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told the United Nations Security Council on Wednesday the United States is watching Israel's actions on the ground to ensure it does not have a policy of starvation in the northern Gaza Strip.
The government of Israel has said that this is not their policy, that food and other essential supplies will not be cut off. And we will be watching to see that Israel's actions on the ground match this statement.
U.S. officials said on Tuesday the United States has told its ally Israel it must take steps in the next month to improve the humanitarian situation in the Palestinian enclave or face potential restrictions on U.S. military aid. Israel's UN ambassador, Danny Dannon, told the council that the issue in Gaza was not a lack of aid, saying more than 1 million tons had been delivered during the past year. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky unveiled his much-anticipated victory plan on Wednesday, an outline he said could end the current war with Russia no later than next year. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
As Moscow's forces advance in the east and a bleak winter of power cuts looms, Zelensky said victory rested on 5 points that were in the hands of Kiev's Western allies. They included an invitation to join NATO and the freedom to use Western weapons to strike deeper into Russia. The plan is a major test of the political will of Kiev's key allies, who have poured in many billions of dollars of weapons to support Ukraine. NATO has said Ukraine is heading for membership, but has stopped short of issuing an invitation. Russia on Wednesday denounced the victory plan, saying Zelensky was trying to push NATO into a direct conflict with Moscow.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. A ship has carried migrants to Albania to be processed under a deal with Italy, the first by a European Union member to divert asylum seekers abroad. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
The first migrants to be diverted by Italy to Albania arrived at the port of Shengjin on Wednesday. Under the controversial deal, Italy built two reception centres in Albania, with the government hoping the process will deter migrants from entering Italy in the first place. 16 migrants, comprising 10 Bangladeshis and 6 Egyptians, were escorted from the Italian Navy ship Libra to one of the port's reception centres. Rights groups opposed the deal, saying it restricts migrants' right to asylum.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. Tensions between North Korea and South Korea have escalated this week. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
North Korea destroyed sections of roads and rail lines on its side of the heavily fortified border between the two Koreas on Tuesday in what South Korean officials have called a highly abnormal act and a violation of past inter-Korean agreements. North Korea on Sunday said it had put 8 fully armed artillery units at the border on standby to open fire. And on Wednesday, state media reported that around 1.4 million young people have signed up or returned to the military. Such statements from the isolated state are difficult to verify. The United States, South Korea, and Japan on Wednesday announced the launch of a new multinational team, the goal to monitor the enforcement of sanctions against North Korea after Russia and China thwarted activities at the United Nations.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.